It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. The legislature's Joint Audit Committee recently voted in favor of two financial probes that involved the Department of Public Instruction and the Department of Natural Resources. The audit of the state education department comes in the wake of Milwaukee Public Schools failing to submit required financial data to the state on time. The district is already the subject of audits by the state. The audit in the DNR is set to examine how funds are being spent from Wisconsin's Fish and Wildlife account. To discuss these mandated audits, we have Republican State Senator Eric Wimberger of Green Bay, co-chair of the Joint Legislative Audit Committee. State Senator Wimberger, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Well, it's good to be back. Thanks.
What do you want the Department of Public Instruction audit to do? What are you thinking that you might find?
We're focusing more on the DPI side of things and see where that trail leads. But generally, it's about how DPI is monitoring these state-required audits on school districts. So every September 15th, every school district is supposed to be doing an internal audit. They can hire a firm, or in the case of Milwaukee Public Schools, they have a finance team, and I think they still hire people out too. But it turns out that many schools are not doing their audits. And then what happens is there's a distribution of funds through a formula, school formula. And also there's referenda that get run in that April usually. And people don't have any information about what's going on in those schools. And DPI isn't pointing that out before these referenda get run.
How connected is this audit of DPI, Department of Public Instruction, to Milwaukee Public Schools' recent failure to submit required financial documents to DPI on time?
Well, I think it's not the same focus as what the governor had done through the executive branch at his discretion there, I suppose. This is more of a system analysis rather than what might be the best way to operate MPS in particular. It's not really driven towards that. That's kind of a Milwaukee-centric issue to determine. So I guess it would be more of a system-wide examination rather than an MPS focus. However, to understand how DPI failed in this circumstance, I'm sure that the Audit Bureau will be kind of looking into what happened at MPS.
One more thing about Milwaukee Public Schools. It just hired a new chief financial officer in Aicha Sawa. And when Sawa was Milwaukee City Controller, she launched this open checkbook so anyone could see how the city was spending its money. What are your thoughts on this and thoughts on a new chief financial officer?
Really have no idea about what their internals are. The thing that was really important to understand about that DPI hearing last week was that when it comes to non-compliance with audit standards, there is a rule, and it's Rule 14. And what it says is that any audit that the department determines is in non-compliance with the section shall be referred to the school district for corrective action. So what was going on there is that there's an interpretation by DPI about what it means to be non-compliant and then also what it means to refer it to the school district for corrective action. The decision that DPI made, at least what we can initially tell, is that when there is no audit period at all, then an audit can't be non-compliant, because they are claiming that only an audit can be non-compliant is if it started. Mm-hmm. But the absence of an audit, it can't be non-compliant. And I thought that was fascinating. And then when they said, when the rule says refer it to the school district for corrective action, they're actually referring it to the superintendent and to the finance team, the very people who are, you know, not doing the audit. And therefore, nothing ever becomes public about what these audits or the absence of an audit, and the public ought to have knowledge of these things.
In that refer back, I'm thinking about local control, right? The decentralized nature of schools. Do you want DPI to have more control of fiscal decisions and the financial matters in individual districts?
Oh, not in particular. That's not really the aim. It's just DPI is supposed to be kind of a check on whether there's some funny business locally, so that localities don't have, you know, major problems. They're getting money from the state, and then it's being, you know, misused or not used right. And so if it's not being monitored the way DPI is supposed to be doing it, you end up with these problems like at MPS.
On Tuesday, WPR asked Governor Evers about the Joint Legislative Audit Committee's plan for a review of how DPI is analyzing district financial data. And let's listen to how Evers responded.
I'm not sure what the department has done wrong. I think it's ridiculous, frankly. Right. They're doing their good work. The people here are doing the best job they can, and we're going to continue to support them. Obviously, we're doing some audits with Milwaukee Public Schools. So I don't think we need to be audit crazy at this point in time. I think what we're asking the school district to do is reasonable audits, and I'm looking forward to those results.
Do you think... are there redundancies in doing multiple audits? Is there a situation of layering audit on top of another?
The governor is just simply wrong or obfuscating what's going on there on the executive side of things. MPS was delinquent in their audit way back in April of 2022. And what DPI apparently did was kind of use old numbers to estimate what their distribution or their share of the state funds should be, and said, well, we'll give you some extra time to get in your old audits and to make a new audit. And they were meeting with them monthly and then basically weekly up at the end there. And they still didn't present an audit through 2023. And then all of a sudden 2024 rolls around and DPI, let the hammer down by not only clawing back the $40 million that was the estimated increase they were supposed to be, but then dinged them an additional $40 million on this annually thing. So they're out $80 million essentially just for failing to complete their audit. And so the failing of DPI, meanwhile, Milwaukee had run obviously that $200 million referendum. So how people would vote, how people would respond to the demands on public officials, the monitoring of where money's going and why. Obviously, this is going to eat into the MPS budget. So these things have significant ramifications with the lack of monitoring and information out to the public.
We're talking with Republican State Senator Eric Wimberger of Green Bay, co-chair of the Joint Legislative Audit Committee, about recent audits ordered for two state agencies. Switching gears here to the DNR, looking at the DNR and using its funds and its fish and wildlife account. Can you explain what you're looking into here?
This one, I think the jury's out. There's not like so much suspicion yet, I suppose. Back in the 90s, I guess there was an issue with more administration being eating into the Fish and Wildlife Fund rather than being used for habitat rehabilitation or replenishing fish stocks and that kind of stuff. So there were some changes made in the early 2000s regarding that fund. But in the recent years, there's been not enough money coming in through the revenue of licenses so to cover the costs associated with all the fund there. So we actually kind of backfilled it by $25 million last budget. And then there were some remaining questions. What is going on here with this fund? How do we want to deal with this? And it very well could be that everything is on the up and up. And, you know, it's just a deficiency in the licensing revenue, and we backfill it because we want to keep licenses low.
Right. I mean, if you find through the audit, there are just fewer hunters and fishers in Wisconsin, leading to shrinking revenues through these licenses and fees. How do you suggest the DNR adjust to that?
Maybe they don't. I just think it's a big unknown. All we know right now is that there's a deficiency or a you know, it's lacking in the revenues. So I just don't want to pass judgment yet in any way, unlike the DPI audit, where I think that there's some wrongness going on and we're going to follow a particular path. I think this is just something that needs to be explored because there's a lack of information. And then we'll kind of figure out from that point.
Give us a timeline here on these audits and explain again who is doing them.
Sure. It's the Legislative Audit Bureau. It's nonpartisan because obviously there's certain people on a committee that are elected in a partisan election, and Republicans hold those seats right now. But we direct the Audit Bureau on what we want investigated, and then the Audit Bureau just kind of disappears until they're done with their audit. We don't meet with them or talk with them or direct them to do anything or respond in any way. They just kind of go where the problem leads them, basically, and they just try to ask a bunch of questions. And then all of a sudden, one day, we get a notification that their report's done, and then we meet and have a hearing. So their estimated time, I guess we don't know. I would say the Fish and Wildlife Fund is going to probably take longer, only because we're investigating the federal fund revenue as well as the state fund revenue. We're trying to get the DPI one a little bit faster because it's primarily directed at state funds and we're in a budget year. So I guess those answers are probably more prescient.
State Senator Wimberger, thank you so much for joining us.
You bet. Thanks for having me again.
Eric Wimberger is a state senator representing the 30th District in Green Bay and co-chair of the Joint Legislative Audit Committee. He was with us to talk about the committee's new mandated audits involving the State Education Department and the DNR.